So I had to taste this, different sheep than the Gemara. Start with tasis, the bottom tasis inside of chesam et al, little tasis. This tasis really like a hakdama to the whole thing. Kol yisim shivatayr b'shishim. Back up our din. You learn that from Zerah b'sheila. Kol yisim shivatayr b'shishim. Pish b'kuntris the afki lo yoyev taima boi shishim. We saw Shittas Rashi is that even if it was badakmi v'lo yoyev taima, we know for sure that it's not nice in time. You need shishim anyway. But we saw that was the mafteach to the whole mahalach of Rashi in the sugya, that shishim has nothing to do with whether you're margish the time. It's not a shear of Hagosh's time. Rashi holds, we saw from the Agadol, that Rashi's sheet is that the notion of shishim as a test of time, as a way to determine whether it's nice in time, that was a later invention. Rav Yochanan didn't even know about it. That's why Rav Yochanan had botzel the kaflut. That was invented much later. We're talking here by the Rabbi Kapar as a Tana. The notion of shishim as a test of time, we don't have. And the din of shishim that we're talking about by Kapar is mechadish from Zorah B'Sheil has nothing to do with tam. It's a shear in bittel, and we saw in Rashi on the base that without the din of Zorah B'Sheil, what would be the halacha if there was no limud of Zorah B'Sheil? So what would it be? What would the din be? Right, b'cher ab lahatis, not tam. The Gemara says that shishim is a chumr. I'm sorry, the Gemara says that Zorah B'Sheil is a chumrah. The din of Shishim Zorah B'Sheil is a chumrah. Otherwise, it would be Berubah Ba'alma. And Rashi explains, because really, Bittul Zorah is Acherab M'lahatis. We're not talking about Tam. We're talking about Acherab M'lahatis. And in that, it says a chumrah. No, we don't say Acherab M'lahatis Chad B'Trei, but rather than need Shishim. So Shittas Rashi, that you need Shishim with here for Bittul Zorah, it has nothing to do with Hagosh's Tam. And therefore, even if we know that it's not nice in Tam, that has nothing to do with the din of of Shishim, as we saw. So Taisis is chaylik, and Taisis says ve'enir. This is not true. That the din of shishim is not. If we know that it's not nice and time, you don't need shishim. Taisis miyasid that even according to Bakapara, if a kvela tells me that it's not nice and time, then there's no need for shishim. Which means that the shishim is only if I don't know if it's nice and time, and the shishim is a way of determining whether or not it's nice and time. Now, the shita of Taisus is that there's no new shita Bakapara. There's no machlekes here, Rav and Rav Yochanan against Bakapara. The same way we saw earlier in Rava and Rav Yochanan, that you could be samech and a kfela, and if you have a kfela who says it's not nice and tam, then shalom al Yisrael, you don't have to worry about shishim. Bakapara is no different. And the din of shishim that Bakapara is talking about is just a measure, it's just a way to determine whether or not it's nice and it's nice and time. Mashehevi Raim and the Kamen Rashi but Raif. And we're in Sadek Tesa. After the Kamen, that we'll see in Sadek Tesa. That'll be after the break. The Sugi in Sadek Tesa. But we talked a little bit about it in the past. Half Tesa deals with the Gemara in Sadek Tesa, where the Gemara says that the Mishnah says that if something's not nice and if Truma is not nice and time, so you don't need 100. But the Gemara says, but you need Shishim. So Rashi says, oh, you see, even if it's not nice and time, you still need Shishim. So Taisus says, no, that's not what it means. It means that if there's no kfeila, then the way you know that it's not nice in time is with shishim. Anyway, that's the Gemara Tzadik test. We'll come talk about it another time. But Kaparim Shittas of Taisus throughout the whole sugya is that the shishim of Bakapara is no different than the shishim of Rava, and it's a shear of shishim of Bakapara is no different than the shear of shishim of Rava. It's a substitute for a kfeila. If you have a kfeila, you don't need the shishim. The shishim is only for lack of a kvela, and it's only a way to determine whether or not it is nesein tam. Which means that already by the Tanoim, they had the shear of shishim for nesinas tam. I, Rav Yochanan, said botzel the kaflut. Rav Yochanan said the shear is botzel the kaflut. So Rashi says, yeah, because in Rav Yochanan's time, shishim hadn't been invented yet. But according to Tosis, shishim was already invented by Bakapar. Bakapar already has the shear of shishim. Bakapar is before Rav Yochanan. So how could Rav Yochanan say botzel the kaflut? So a little bit Taisus l'shitasa, because Taisus before said that Rav Yochanan is chaylik on the shira of shishim. Rava said kol yisum shevatara b'shishim, and Rav Yochanan said botzul the kaflut. So Rashi's mahalach is yeah. Rav Yochanan was earlier. Rava was later. By the Rav Yochanan's time, they had the shira of botzul the kaflut. Later on, they invented the shira of shishim. Taisus doesn't have that notion that there's a later on. So therefore, Taisus learned it's a machlekes. But Rav Yochanan holds the shira is botzul the kaflut, and Rava says the shira is shishim. There's a shaila here. How can Rabbi Yochanan be chelakan bakapora? Bakapora is the chatana. So how can Rabbi Yochanan be chelakan bakapora? Bakapora is the shira shishim. It's not only robot. Bakapora is the shira shishim. So how can Rabbi Yochanan be chelakan bakapora? Yeah, that's Sarachim. We never really found the terrace of that. I told you, Chasam Sefer says that Botzel v'Kaflut is male. So then it's not so bad. Rabbi Yochanan is not being chelakan bakapora. He's just adopting the version of Bakapara. There's two Ikadamis. What's the Shir of Bakapara? Shishim Meir. So Rav adopted the Shir of Shishim, that version of Bakapara, and Rav Yechanan adopted the version of Meir. He said at the time, I think that's very difficult, because Botzul HaKaflut is not... How could Botzul HaKaflut be Meir? Meir is a fixed ratio. Botzul HaKaflut, by definition, is not a fixed ratio. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is. How can Rav Yechanan ignore... Could ignore Rava, but how can he ignore Bakapa? Any of that? A kaponim, that's going to be Taisim Mahalach in the Sugya, that the Shir of Shishim is the Shir of Nesim as Tam. Of course, that's going to lead us into a problem, which Taisim is going to deal with, which is Zerub Shalas Min B'Minoi. The Min B'Minoi is a Shir of Shishim of Nesim as Tam. Chapashas by Min B'Minoi, there's no Tam. Maybe it depends on right. We'll see how Taisim is. Bottom line is Taisim is going to say Necharam, it's an Asmachta. That's part of why it's an asmacht. The Shir of Shishim as a determination of Nesinas Tam really makes no sense by Min B'Minoi. And the Drasha is an asmacht. But the Shir of Shishim B'Yisoidoi is a Shir of Nesinas Tam by Min B'Shein Aminoi. And Min B'Minoi, with the Rabbanu, you have to have Shishim as well. So let's see about that. Right, Eim Shel Hashem, and that Toshis we'll skip. Yeah, the first few Toshis, and we're going to skip. Umanda Mabishishim Sova Bosa Batsomais. Zoktaisis. Lav Droshuk Murihi. Taisis says this whole limud from Bakapara, from Zerai Bishela, is not a Droshuk Mur. Le Melech Minog, Linyan Min Bishena Minoi, the Tamki Kederaisa. If Zerai Bishela would be a Droshuk Mur, says Taisis, then I would have a raya from the Droshuk of the Zerai Bishela that Tamki Kederaisa. Taisis says, Taisus says, had this been a drasha gemura, then there would be a mocker here that Tam Kikr is derais. Taisus l'shitasa. If the shir of shishim is a shir, no, let me start the other way. According to Rashi, that Zerai B'Shela really is a limud gomer with derais. Rashi's mashma, we saw the Rashi's mashma that it's not an asmachta at all, it's a limud gomer. According to Rashi, that this is a limud gomer that you need to have shishim. Is this a mocker that Tam Kikr is derais? Is there a riot from Bakapar that Tam Kikr is derais? No. In fact, Rashi said at the beginning of the sugya that Tam is that Tam is the Rabban, Achmer Rabban. The ground of Tam Kikr is the Rabban. There's no stira. Why is there no stira? Because the Shir of Shishim is not a Shir of Tam. The Shir of Shishim has nothing to do with Tam. Tam Kikr is the Rabban. So I don't have to worry about Tam at a derais level. But there's addition but there's a different issue that you need to have Bittul Meroy. Shitas Rashi is that the Shir of Shishim is to be Mevatel, the Plato of the Isser. There's a Plato's Isser, you have to be Mevatel, that is a Shir of Shishim. It's irrelevant whether there is time, there isn't time. By Shishim, Grana Rashi holds, it could be there is time, it could be there's not time. We saw Rashi in the Omer Aleph said that we don't know, we don't actually know. Could very well be that by Zroya B'Shela, had it been Min B'Shein Aminoi, if we had a way to, we had a way of measuring it, maybe it would be nice in time. Maybe it's not nice in time. Shishim is, there's no definitive, there's nothing, and at the Raisa level, Shishim doesn't guarantee me that there is time and there isn't time. It has nothing to do with time, it's a sheer bittul b'roif. According to Rashi, there's no mocker in Zerai B'Shela, the Tam Kikr is the Reis. But Tosis holds that the Shir of Shishim is a Shir of Nesinas Tam. It's really the same Shir of Shishim that we had in Rava. It's just a way to determine if it's nice in Tam, if I don't have a Kfela. So if the Torah said that you need to have Shishim, so then the Chayr is a Raya, the Tam Kikr must be the Reis. Because if Tam Kikr is the Rabbanon, then how can the Torah give me a Shir of Nesinas Tam? Who cares if that Tam? Tam is the Rabbanon. So Tosis says, yeah, but it's not a Raya because it's only an Esmachta. If this would be a drasha gemura, with Hakavi Rai, the Tanakh Kedar Isa. But it's not a drasha gemura, it's only an Esmachta. And Taisus proves it. Because the Hacha Min B'Minayu, Dumidar Isa B'Tela Beruba. The Zraya B'Shel is Min B'Minay. Midar Isa Min B'Minay is what? What's the Shir Bittul of Min B'Minay? Chad betray, like the Gemara says in Zvochim, forget. Ayin Ches. In Zvochim Ayin Ches. That min b'minoi is motel chad betray, min b'shein aminoi is betay is benois and tam, and min b'minoi is chad betray.
Rashi will say, yeah, that's not Bakapar, according to Bakapar, you need Shishim. Tosfos doesn't have that whole world of Bakapar being different. So you have a Beferish Gemara that Min Vemino is Batel Chad Betray, Zrei B'Sheila is Min Vemino. So that the holding of Shishim by Zrei B'Sheila must be an Asmachta. So therefore, the whole drasha is an Asmachta. The whole drasha of Bakapar is an Asmachta, because the case of Zrei B'Sheila is Min Vemino. Min Vemino Midrais is Chad Betray. So right away, it's a proof that it's an Asmachta. It's an Asmachta. We're all in the world of Derabbanan. Midrabban, you need to have shishim. Midrabban, you need to have shishim. Even by min b'minoy. Midrabban, you need to have shishim even by min b'minoy. Most Rishonim say, many Rishonim say, because they were goyzer min b'minoy, otu min m'shein b'minoy. So in the world of asmachta, which is the world of derabbanans, min b'minoy taka needs shishim. And we have an asmachta from Zroya b'sheila that min b'minoy needs shishim. But it's not at the derayse level, because midrayse min b'minoy is chad b'tre. It's on the derabbanan level. On the derabbanan level, you need to have shishim by min b'shein minoy to determine if this time. And by min b'minoy, you need to have shishim otu min b'shein minoy. And we have an asmachta for the shishim that you have by min b'minoy, which is presumably based on the shishim that you have by min b'shein minoy. And therefore, Tosfos goes on and says, so if it's only an asmachta, so Tosfos goes on and says, elo b'shishim u'meya kabbalah hoysa b'yodim. That Chazal had a kabbalah, that shishim, or meya, market islay, le market islay, The shiur of shishim was kabbalah hoysa b'yodim. Kabbalah hoysa b'yodim, what does he mean? Kabbalah midiraisa. What does he mean kabbalah hoysa b'yodim? We said before, it's batel chad b'tre. What's kabbalah hoysa b'yodim? Pashup shak. It means kabbalah hoysa b'yodim that it's a shiur of nesinas tam. It was they had a kabbalah. Maybe it's not midiraisa. Maybe it was maybe early. They had a kabbalah that if you want to know if something's nice and tam, you don't have a kfela. A way to determine if it's nice and tam is b'shishim. So they had a mesira, maybe from investigations, that Nesinas Tam is B'shishim, by Min B'Sheinim Minoy. And Mimela is, and by Min B'Minoy, Min Rabbon, you also have to have that shir. V'yasmichu, a haikra, and they were masmichit on the Pasuk of Zroya B'Sheil. But it's a B'Kitzer, what it says in Tosis is, the shir of Shishim Be'etzim is a Sfar, a Kabbalah Ha'isa B'Yodim. Kabbalah Ha'isa B'Yodim, what does it mean Kabbalah Ha'isa B'Yodim? Kabbalah Ha'isa B'Yodim, I think means, that like Rashi calls Shiru Chacham, that a Kabbalah B'Yodim, that if you want to know if something's nice and tam, best thing is to give it to a kfeila. If you give it to a kfeila, you don't have to do anything more. But if you don't have a kfeila, if you have shishim, then you know that it's not nice and tam. And that's the shir of shishim by min mishena minay. Min b'mino is chad b'tre. I'm a deraisa level. But midrabbanon, they said that min b'mino also has to have shishim. Otum min mishena minay. And then this shir, which is really kabbalah ha'isav yodim, that you need to have shishim, you don't need Zoya B'Sheila. The way it really works, Be'etzim, is that Shishim is Kabbalah Ha'isav Yodim, it's a Shir of Nesin Estam by Min B'Sheina Minoy, and you need it by Min B'Minoy, also Min B'Sheina Minoy. But Chazal were Masmechit, as an Asmachta, they found an Asmachta in the Parsha of Zoya B'Sheila. It's not so clear in this Tosfos, it'll be more in the next Tosfos. Is the Asmachta of Zoya B'Sheila an Asmachta for the Shishim of Min B'Minoy? Or is it an asmachta for the shir of shishim by min b'she'en eminay? Also, Zroya b'she'el happens to be min b'minay. So there's two ways to understand it. We'll see in a second. It's a two in the next tesis. We'll see it's a suffix in tesis. There's one way to understand that the shir of shishim, which is learned out, the asmachta of Zroya b'she'el is an asmachta for the shir of shishim by min b'minay, because Zroya b'she'el is min b'minay. Midrabon, you need to have shishim by min b'minay too. So that's asmechua on Zroya b'sheila. Min b'sheina b'minay has nothing to do with Zroya b'sheila. Zroya b'sheila is min b'minay, not min b'sheina. Min b'sheina b'minay really has nothing to do, even as an asmachta, with Zroya b'sheila. Or you could say no, the asmachta is for both. The asmachta was said by Zroya b'sheila, which happens to be min b'minay, but it's an asmachta for the shir of shishim, both by min b'minay and by min b'sheina b'minay. The etzim din shishim really is a kabbalah sibi odom. It's a svara that's a shir of nesinas tam. But they were mas mechitan zroya b'sheila. Mikomok and parach shapir. Mihod esani zeh het rabba mechalisa. The mashma sheyesh kan het to be alma also kayetzibay. These last few lines in Tosfos are very cryptic. What does Tosfos want? In the back, the Maram grapples very much. What is Tosfos saying? Sounds like Tosfos is raising a problem. Tosfos is asking, the Gemara brings a brayso, that Zoya B'Sheila is Hetar B'Machalisa, And the Gemara does, and the Gemara says it's shver. According to Bakapara, it's not heter bo mechalisim. That's the Gemara. That's what's happening. Gemara says, it says here, zeh heter bo mechalisim. This is a unique heter of Zoya B'Shela. According to Bakapara, it's not a unique heter of Zoya B'Shela. This is the mokar for shishim everywhere. Taisus is bothered now that I just told you that it's an asmachta. What's the Gemara's kasha on zeh heter bo mechalisim? It's possible. If it's only an asmachta, we understand somehow what zeh heter bo mechalisim means. So he's asking on the Gemara. What's the Gemara asking? What's the Gemara's kasha on zeh heter bo mechalisim? I just told you that it's an asmachta. Again, I'm not saying what any of this means, but just the words of Taisus. So Taisus answers, no, the Gemara does have a problem, because even though it's an asmachta, we still don't understand what zeh heter bo mechalisim is, because it's mashma that the alma also kayotze by. So anyway, it's sosim b'chosim. What does Tosfos want? Why does it change anything? Just because it's an asmachta, somehow we should better understand the heter bo mechalisim. Bryce says Zeh Heter Bo Mechalisim. The Gemara asks, and the Gemara Harei Lebak Hapara Lombid, we learn from here everywhere, Lombid Mikan. So how can call it Zeh Heter Bo Mechalisim? And the Gemara answers Abai Rova that it's Heter Bo Mechalisim Gabi Min Benino, or it's Heter Bo Mechalisim Gabi Tam Kikir, and so on and so forth. So Taisus asks, since Taisus was miyasted that it's an asmachta, so Taisus says, what's the Gemara's kasha? Taisus answers, so it's like a question on the Gemara's question. What's the Gemara asking? We learn that from here everywhere, but it's only an asmachta. So what? But on a level of asmachta, we learn that from here everywhere, so it's not heter bo mechalisim. Very, very obscure, the Taisus. If anything, I would think Taisus should ask the other way around. Why is the Gemara only asking them back kapara? The Gemara should ask l'kuli alma. Heter bo mechalisim. You're telling me that this is a heter. Zoya b'shel is a heter. The shear of shishim is a heter. The shear of shishim is a chumrah. It derives as batel chayav betray. If anything, Taisus must be asking in the opposite direction. Why is it a kasha? What's the kasha? He says it's a kasha b'kapara. Why is it a kasha? It's not a kasha because it's only an asmach. And then Taisus answers, but it's not so clear what Taisus answers. Let's first figure out what Taisus is asking, then we'll figure out what Taisus is answering. So Maram is very sure. I think the Chan Taisus like this. The Taisus was bothered. The price of Zeh Heter Bo Mechalisim, what's it going on? It's hard to know, really, because the Gemara just quotes it. We don't know what the beginning of the Brice is. The Gemara just says, a Brice is Zeh Heter Bo Mechalisim. Is it going on Shishim? Is it going on the Psukim of Zoya B'Shela? It's not clear. Where was this Brice said? Let's assume that the Brice of Zeh Heter Bo Mechalisim is going on the din of Zoya B'Shela. Let's say it's going on the Brice that we had before of Zoya B'Shela and Zoya B'Shela El Shlema, that you cook the Zoya with the ayil together in the same pot. That the Brisa says, I got looked it up. I was told maybe Ramesh is in that Brisa. So I looked it up. The Brisa is in this Brisa of Emeshela L'Shlema. It's a Sifrei. So I looked it up, but I had no such luck. It doesn't say Zeh Heter Bo Mechalisim in the Sifrei. But wherever it says it, though, we don't know where it says it. It's a price somewhere. We don't have this price. But akapodim, let's say I don't think it's far fetched. If this price of zehet the bama chalisa is going on em b'shel l'shleimo, that behad the island of Ashley, you cook the boss of the zray with the island in the same pot, and on that the price says zehet the bama chalisa. But this is a kula het the bama chalisa. So Hesh is asking, what's the Gemara's problem? Maybe zehet the bama chalisa means that this is a heter that this is min b'minoi and it's bottle really chad betray. Midrash is bottle chad betray. We're talking midrash. It's bottle chad betray, and it's heter bo mechalisu meaning min b'minoi is bottle chad betray, but min b'sheni minoi needs shisha, needs nesinas tam, needs kfeila. Maybe that's the heter bo mechalisu. Maybe the brass is saying zroy b'sheila because it's min b'minoi, so therefore it's bottle b'roiv, but with the roiv b'alma. But by min b'she'ene minoi, maybe ba'alam means min b'she'ene minoi, you have to have nesinas tam. Maybe that's kufu pshat in the b'raisa. So what's bothering the Gemara? Like, who says the b'raisa of Zeu, who says this b'raisa of Heter Mama Chalisa is addressing Shishim? Maybe it's addressing Chad Betray. And it's saying that Chad Betray is Heter Mama Chalisa. Chad Betray is a chiddush only by min b'minoi. It doesn't apply to min b'she'ene minoi. Zeu Heter Mama Chalisa. Tesis answers, no, that's the wrong word. And the stress is on kayotzibay. Kayotzi means the same proportion that you have by Zohi B'Shela. And by Zohi B'Shela, it's Shishim. By Shishim already, there's no Nesinas Tam. So the Gemara is asking, if you have Shishim, then it's good even for Min B'Shela Minay. So why is it Heter B'Ma Chalisa? That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answers Rabbi and Abaye and so. Anyway, maybe that's the pshat of the pshat and test. A little bit obscure these lines. Let's see. Like the laugh of mitikol yisum shibatayra. I'm talking about my kusha. Dilma haino dafkel in shein mavat and nisul lechatchil of achashari. Gemara says, what's the heter b'ma chalisa? Why didn't Gemara answer? There's a big heter b'ma chalisa over here. Normally, ein mavat and nisul lechatchil. And here by Zoya Shelly, ki mavat and nisul lechatchil. If you taste it, you don't even have to say that Ein Mevatel Nisul Lechatchil is a deraisa. Remember, Rashi's mashma, Ein Mevatel Nisul Lechatchil is a deraisa. Most Rishonim assume that Ein Mevatel Nisul Lechatchil is only a din derabbanan. The taste it doesn't matter. We're in the world of Asmachta. So in the world of Asmachta, even if it's only a derabbanan, it's Heter Bo Mechalis. So the taste answers, V'yoy Shlomi the Lashon said, Heter Bo Mechalis, and mashma Mechal Dover also Lechil. That mashma, we're talking about the being Mevatel. We're talking about whether you could eat it. My chaz is the gamina meha. What's the Gemara? The Gemara says, Abai said, what's the het of Bama Chalisa? Min b'mino. Because min b'mino ordinarily is not bottle at all. We learn that from Dama Par, Dama Lokach, Dama Par, Dama Sar. And here by Zoya B'Shelo, min b'mino is bottle. So that's het of Bama Chalisa. So the Gemara asked, my chaz is that I learn that min b'mino is not bottle from Dama Par, Dama Sar. Let's learn out from Zohar B'Shela that min b'minoi is bottle, like my chazus. What is my answer? It's a chiddush. Zohar B'Shela is a chiddush. You can't learn out a kula from a chiddush. In fact, I see some timer. I'm sorry. V'afel gav de l'chumah makshinon. He says we have always a rule in Shas that the kolecha we can make it equally mid l'midrash l'chumah or l'kula l'chumah makshinon. What's the most kasha? We should learn out from Zroya B'Shele, Min B'Mino is bottle, and not from L'Lokach M'Dama Parva Dama Sar, Min B'Mino is not bottle. What do you mean? We could learn out from one, we could learn out from the other. When we have a choice between learning a Chumra and learning a Kula, the rule is that we learn the Chumra. So of course we have to learn from Dama Parva Dama Sar that Min B'Mino is not bottle. His answers, Kevan to Ikal Ukmi Koda Dama Par, Ba'ilim, Kirabonin, Ba'chemis Rabba, Tosha says the limit from Dama Parva Dama Sayer is not muchach. It's really machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mini is not bottle. He learns it out from Dama Parva Dama Sayer. Rabban holds min b'mini is bottle. What do they do with Dama Parva Dama Sayer? The Gemara says that they learn that it, we learn out from Olam and Mevatan Zesa. So the Gemara's kasha is why does Rabbi Yehuda say that we learn out from Dama Parva Dama Sayer that min b'mini is not bottle? Which is a chumra, and we don't learn that from Zroya B'Shela. Let's learn that from Zroya B'Shela that min b'mino is bottle, and that won't be a lulunat is bottle. But that's against. Why make a contradiction between the psukim? Making a contradiction between the psukim and learning out. There's no need to make a contradiction. Say that from Zoya B'Sheil Luna Mimi Mimi is bottle. The pasuk of Alach Malachim Minama Parvadam Asoyer. It's plausible to learn it like the Rabbanon. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's plausible to learn it like the Rabbanon. And then there won't be a steer between the psukim. So we only say lechumru lekula lechumru makshinon when we have a steer between two drushas. If there's a steer and there's no way, there's no give on either side, so we have to go lechumru. But if one of the drushas could be reinterpreted to mean something else, then why make it a steer? Why not say we'll learn the kula and the drush that could be interpreted lechumru will interpret it for something else? And that's the Gemara's kasha. And she says the same thing later on in the Gemara. Mechen besomach the parach adrab nigmi yachal lekula. You have the same thing later by Rava. Rava says, "What's hetem b'machal? It's for tam kikir. Because tam kikir by kolchim is not bottle because it says for we learn it from machatos. And here it seems the tam kikir is bottle. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, my choses that you learn out from machatos that tam kikir and kolchim is not bottle. Let's learn out from Zoya B'Sheil the tam kikir by kolchim is bottle. So same kasha. What do you mean? L'chumer l'kul l'chumer makshimim. So a similar answer." Maybe the pasuk of chatos, you don't have to learn the pasuk of chatos for tam kikker. There's another thing you could do with the pasuk of chatos. You could use it for hetem mitzaref l'iser. I'll ask me hetem mitzaref l'iser. I don't know for mishras. So the Gemara says a nozer tzricha, so that you need both pasukim, both chatos and. Because Mishras, the Torah is Nozir, the Torah is Machmir, Afilu Chatzonim are also, and Kotzim Yichulun, Kotzim Legarminon, so this is Tzichos, so you need both Psukim for Hetem and Starf Lister. So there's a way out. So if there's a way out, Vekta Gemara, why learn Lechumra that the Din of Tam Kikr, learn Lekula from Zoya B'Sheil, Tam Kikr, that there's no Din of Tam Kikr by Kotzim, and the Pasuk of Chatos will use for Hetem and Starf Lister. Alright, the Tosis on its face is fairly straightforward, but I just want to talk about one thing. The Ramban had a different kasha. The Ramban and the Gemara, this Gemara, my choses. Why are you learning that from Dama Parva Dama Sora, the Mimimina is not bottle? Less than that from Zoya B'Sheil, the Mimimina is bottle. So Ramban asked the kasha, what does the Gemara want? My choses. The Gemara says a different question. There's no steer within the Ptukim Psukim at all. In the Pasuk of Dama Parva, it says the Dama Sora is not bottle in Dama Parva. You know why it's not bottle in the Dama Parva? Not because Mimimina is not bottle. The Mimimina is bottle, but only if you have a Shir of Shishim. So the Psukim could be reconciled altogether. So the Ramban says that in a chinami, that's what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says my chazus, the Gemara doesn't mean let's learn out from Zoya B'Sheila that mina mina is bottom. Rather learn out from Dama Parvat. We have a steer in the psukim. Dama Parva Dama Soya. We learn out that Nimbimino is not bottle. Rabbi Yehuda learns out Nimbimino is not bottle. From Zoya B'Sheila, I see that Nimbimino is bottle B'Shishu. So the Gemara, at face value, asks, why do we learn out all other Nimbiminois from Dama Parva Dama Soya, my chazus? According to Rabbi Yehuda, that we learn out from Dama Parva Dama Soya that Mimimino is not bottle, let's learn out from Zoya B'Sheila that Mimimino is bottle. My choses. Why make this the limud, make that the limud? The Ramban asks that the Gemara should ask a different question. The Gemara should ask, not that let's learn out from Zoya B'Sheila rather learn out from Dama Parva Dama Soya. In other words, let's make Dama Parva Dama Soya the exception. Why do we make Zoya B'Sheila the exception? The Ramban says, no, the Gemara should ask a different question. The Gemara should ask that there's no steer between the two psukim, because maybe min b'mino, by Dama Parva Dama Soya itself, maybe the reason why min b'mino is not bottle, it means it's ain't a bottle b'pachas mishishim. Because by Dama Parva Dama Soya, so you don't have steers, you don't have shishim. Then there'll be no steer between the psukim, everything will be bottle b'shishim, and it'll be against Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says that things are not bottle b'shishim, that min b'mino is not bottle b'shishim. So the Ramban asks in the Gemara, why are you asking my choses? This is what you should be asking. That the whole Rabbi Yehuda is undermined because Dama Parva Dama Soya itself is not really a riot that Min B'Mino is any bottle. Maybe Min B'Mino is bottle, but it's only bottle B'Shishim. And the Ramban's answer is that in a chenavi, that's pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says my chazus, it doesn't mean learn from Zoya B'Shela rather than learn from Dama Parva Dama Sar. The Gemara means learn from both, reconcile both, that this bittul b'shishim and not less. Is that how Tosus is learning the Gemara? Clearly not. Because if that's how Tosus would be learning the Gemara, then Tosus Kasha doesn't start. Tosus Kasha is, what do you mean? You're telling me to learn from Zoya B'Shela rather than from Dama Parva Dama Sar? When you have a steer between two limudim, you go l'chumra, not l'kula. Well, the Ramban, the Gemara's question is not that it's a steer between the limudim. The Gemara's question is that there is no steer between the limudim. It's actually l'kayim shneim. That has nothing to do with l'chumra, l'kula, l'chumra, makshima. It's clear that Tosus learned the Gemara kibshutoi, that the Gemara is saying my chazus in the simple. The Gemara is saying my chazus to mean what it sounds like, not like the Ramban's reinterpretation. The Gemara is saying my chazus means that these two psukim are sois to each other. Dama parva dama sor, it says mi bimini is not bottle. In Zoya B'Shela, it says the mi bimini is bottle. It's a stira. The Rebbe Yehuda holds. Therefore, the rule is that mi bimini is not bottle. Zoya B'Shela is the heter abo mechalisa, the exception. And the Gemara's question is, why do you make Zoya B'Shela the exception? Say faket. Let's learn out from Zoya B'Shela mi bimini is bottle. And we'll make dama parva dama sor the exception. And that Tosus has the answer. So what do you mean, the chumra makshima? So it's clear Tosus learned the Gemara kipshutai, not the way the Rambam learned. Yeah, but then if that's the case, then according to Tosus, you have the Ramban's kashus hodra l'duchto. What's the Gemara's problem? I mean, the Gemara should be asking a different thing. What is it we're asking my chosis? And then you have Tosus' issue that let's say the chumrah. The Gemara should say like the Ramban wants it to say. The Gemara should have asked a different question, which would then avoid the Tosus' problem. Namely, like the Ramban says, that where's the steer between the psukim at all? By Zoya B'Shela, it says Bittul B'Shishim, then where do you see in Dama Parva Dama Soda? Maybe in a bottle only because you don't have Shishim. The kids in Nimrod, it's clear Tosus learned not like the Ramban. Why did he learn not like the Ramban? The Chayyur the Ramban has a point. So I'll tell you, my first thought was, that maybe Tosus thought that the Ramban's Mahalach is not tenable. Tosus thought that the concept of shishim doesn't make sense by Dama Parva Dama Sar. The Ramban's Mahalach in the Gemara is predicated that some of the idea of shishim could apply to Dama Parva Dama Sar also, and therefore there's a way to reconcile the psukim. Dama Parva Dama Sar is not bottle because there's no shishim. But when you have shishim, there is bittul. That's the Ramban's explanation of the Gemara's question. Tosus doesn't want to learn the Gemara's question that way, because Tosus holds that shishim only makes sense by Yisuri Achilo. Dama Parva Dama Sar is not an Yisuri Achilo. Shishim doesn't make any sense. And I thought it would be very attractive, because we could say Tosus in the Ran al-Shitosa. Because Tosus holds that when you have a kfeil, you never need shishim. And we have this. Tosus holds, we just saw the Ramadan also. Tosus sheet is that when you have a kfeil, you don't need shishim. Because shishim is only a way to get at the top. So shishim be'etzim is only a shir in the sinas top. So if it's a shir in the sinas time, it's only relevant to Yisuri Achila. What does that have to do with Dama Parva Dama Sar? Shitas Ramban is that when the Yisur is Nimayach, even if a Kfeila tells me that there's no time, it doesn't matter. Chazal said you need to have a shir of shishim regardless. You see, Shitas Ramban seems to be that the shir of shishim is not a shir of the sinas time. It's a shir that Chazal required. It's the Ramban agrees to tell you that it's a drabonim. But nonetheless, the Ramban says the shir of shishim is that hishumi the same, you have the shir of shishim, and it doesn't help if the kfeila says that's not nice and time. So I thought, oh, maybe it's very geschmack. Maybe the Ramban and Tosus go l'shitosa. Tosus holds that the shir of shishim is only a way to get at the time, and therefore Tosus holds the Moshe, let it have a kfeila, you don't need shishim. So Tosus holds it's not, you can't say that the shir of shishim is dama par v'dama sar. The Ramban l'shitosa, who holds that the shir of shishim is even if you know that it's not nice and time. Because Chazal said, yes, granted, it's Drabon, it's not like Rashi, Ramban agrees it's an Asmachta, but me Drabon and Chazal said you need to have Shishim. So therefore, it's a sheer bittul, Chazal made a sheer bittul of Shishim, even if it's not nice in town. So maybe you could apply even to Dama Parva Dama Sar. They'll go to Shitosa. But I don't think this is the emes of Pshat and Tosus, because we'll see later in the Tosus later that Tosus, even though he's chaylik by the Rambam, he holds if you have a kfeil, you don't need shishim. But Taisus is masking to the Ramban that by min bin minoi, the shear of shishim is a din ba'alma. It's not a shear of nesinas tam. And maybe it's ultimately mishena minoi in its origin, but the mice of the shear of shishim by min bin minoi is a shear bittel, and it's not totally in nesinas tam. See it in the bottom Tosis. I think by minimum minute Tosis is a motive term. What? And this is minimum minute. Both minimum minute. Bottom Tosis. I think there's a different reason why Tosis doesn't like the Rabban. The Emes is a cash in the Rabban. The Tosis holds, and the Rabban also holds the Emes, that Zerai B'Shel is an Asmachta. Because the Shir Shishim, certainly by Mid Mimino, is an Asmachta Baum, it's a Derabon. So is it really Shaykh to say the reason why Dama Par is not bought, the Dama Sar is not bought in the Dama Par is because you don't have Shishim? And a Derais, we talk about a Pasuk. The Torah says that Dama Sar is not bought in the Dama Par. Could we really say of an emes that the reason why the Dama Sawyer is not bottled in Dama Par is because it lacks the shear of Shishim? The shear of Shishim is an asmach, it's a din derabonim, it's a shear derabonim. Midaraisa, I think it's a bottle chadbich. By min beminoi, by min b'sheni minoi, there's an initial tam kirker. But by min beminoi, we don't have tam kirker. So either on a deraisa level, things are bottle chadbichay or they're not bottle at all. Bittel b'shishim is a din derabonim, based on an asmachta, that even though really it's bottle chadbichay, midarabonim, they were machmi in each shishim. But on a derisa level, shishim is like my level in my bit. Either it's bottle chad betray, or it's not bottle at all. Dama par v'dama sor, the Torah says it's not bottle. So that means that it's not bottle chad betray. If it's not bottle chad betray, then it's not bottle at all. So about it, that's the emes, that in dama par v'dama sor, it says that min b'mino is not bottle. On the other end, in zroya b'sheilo, it says that min b'mino is bottle. Midrabbanan b'shishim, midrais echad betray, but min b'mina b'zroya b'shel is bottle. So avana at the raisa level is a steer between the two psukim. So what sense does it say? What sense does it make to say? But I could be miyash of the psukim. I could say no, there's no steer at all between the psukim. You need a shear of shishim, so zroya b'shel is bottle because you have shishim, and dama tobah dama parva dama sor is nit bottle because you don't have shishim. Shishim is a drabbanan. That's the way you reconcile psukim with the drabbanan. So avana the emes is that there's a steer between the two psukim. Back to Gemara, so my chosis. The Gemara's question of my chosis, the price of Zoyev Shela is a drabonah, it's an asmachta Gemara. The limud of Zoyev Shela of Shishim is an asmachta. But the particular question of my chosis, that how can you learn out from Dama Parva Dama Soyer that Midbamina is not bottle, less than out from Zoyev Shela that Midbamina is bottle, that kasha is a deraisadik kasha. So there's no mokum to be miyashivit by invoking the Shir of Shishim.
The Ramban
applies Shishim to the Ramban. Right, so Emes is Pelin the Ramban. Emes is Kashin the Ramban. The Ramban's Gemara is very sure. The Ramban wants to say that the Gemara is asking that there's no steer between the Psukim because maybe because there's a Kos of Hashlishi that the two Psukim are not close to each other, you need to have Shishim. The Kos of Shishim is the Ramban. The Ramban himself says at the beginning of Sukkim, the whole Drosh of Zoyev Shail is an Asmachta because where does it say in the Torah that the Isle had to be 60 times the size of the Zoyev? It happens to be that the Isle is 60 times the size of the Zoyev. It doesn't say in Torah that it has to be that way. It's an asmachta bi'alma. What it says to me, the rice and zoya b'shele, is that there is bittul. But maybe it's bittul chavetrei. It happens to be shishim, but it really is bittul. Shishim is a number that Chazal made up. The Ramban agrees to that. So I don't. It's a kashin. I don't think I'm the first. It's a shrei Ramban. What did the Ramban mean? What? The kashin now, the issue now is not Tosis. Tosis is gevaldik. Tosis, the issue is the Ramban. The Ramban is the issue.
In according to Rabbi Yehuda,
the whole Rabbi Yehuda is not bottle. Right. Because Rabbi Shilat Bialim and Akbir did the Raisa and Shishim as Rabbi Shilat. Because the Rabbi Yehuda is not
bottle
with the Raisa. It's my Rabbi Shilat's bottle. According to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe there could be a Shir of Shishim with the Raisa.
It's not
bottle.
It's
not bottle. If you start with the Hanukkah, that Minoi is bottle like the Rabbanon. Oh, it's a good one. Maybe the Rabbanon is like this. When the Ramban's explaining why is Zoya B'Shele is an Asmachta, so the Ramban says, like I told you, that Zoya B'Shele is an Asmachta. I think he said a few other things, and I have to double check, but one of the things the Ramban says is that Zoya B'Shele is an Asmachta, the way I just said, because it happens to be that the Zoya is 60 times the size of the island. It doesn't say in Torah that that's the reason why it's bottle. Maybe it's bottle even Chad B'Trei, Nechetes, that's the reason why it's bottle. That's already an Asmachta concept. So what Zach is suggesting is that maybe that's because we're starting from the Hanukkah. We don't hold like a Rabbi Yehuda. It's only Olim. We hold Mimbimini is bottle. So we're here starting with the Hanukkah that Mimbimini is bottle Chad B'Trei. Now you want to show me in Zoya B'Shela that here's a Mokka that you need 60. Who state in Zoya B'Shela you need 60? It doesn't say over there you need 60. Maybe you have bottle Chad B'Trei. Mimbimini, it's not time kicker. Mimbimini is bottle Chad B'Trei. And Zoya B'Shela, it happens to be that there were 60. So that's an Asmachta. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's punfaket. We start with Dama Parva Dama Tosor, then Dama Parva Dama Tosor. It says that Mimbimino is never bottle. It's not bottle. Not bottle Chabatre, it's not bottle. Now I have a Pesuk in Torah that says that Zoya B'Shele is bottle. It is bottle. So here, instead of making a steer out of it with the Machosis, says the Ramban, let's say that this Hakadili in Torah, that when you have 60, it becomes mutter. When you're starting from the other side, from the from the Rabbanan side, that Mimbimina is bottle. There's no reason to think it's not bottle Chabatrei. There's no limud from Zoya, from Dama Parva Dama Sor. So you start with the point of departure, the Racharab and Lahatle. So the point of the Rabbanan, they don't have the limud from Dama Parva Dama Sor. They learn, that's just Olam. Olam and Dama Vatle. But Mimbimina is bottle. How much is it bottle in? Kashtus, Racharab and Lahatle. So my point of departure is Racharab and Lahatle. Now I want to use Zoya B'Shele to invent a Chumra. That you need to have Shishim. So after Ramban, that's an Asmachta. Because Vu state in the parasha of, where did it say in the parasha of Zoya B'Shele that you need to have 60? Zoya B'Shele happens to be 60, but doesn't say that it needs to be 60. That's only an Asmachta. That's what the Ramban says. The Drosh is an Asmachta. The Ramban says, but the Gemara's Kasha Mechazis is that if you start the other way around, if you start with Mindamino, which means you start, if you start with Dama Parva Dama Sor, Rabbi Yehuda, means you start with Anocha, that Mindamino should not be bottle at all. So then if the Torah says Zoya B'Shele is bottle, so now I have a limud that's saying that even though Siba Dama Pava Dama sort of things are not bottle, Mimim is not bottle, but here it says that in some cases, like by Zoya B'Shele, it is bottle. Hechis Kaimush Neyad Varam Alalu, says the Ramban, and that's the Ramban reason to the Gemara. That's the Gemara's Kashi, my Chosis, that maybe it says over here a limud that 60 is Mabatul, Min Bimina. So Gemara says, no, it can't be because then it comes out, we're learning a kula from Zoya B'Shele. No, then it's going to come out, we're learning a kula from Zoya B'Shele. Kill it out, a kula from Zoya B'Shele, the Chibashu. So maybe it falls apart, it's only Admin. And the bottom line is that Mimimini really is not bottle at all, and Zoya B'Shele doesn't have the din of Mimiminoi, because it's Hetra Boma Chalisser, and then it's just like Mimimishaina Minoi, and it's really bottle Chad B'Trei, and the Shishim is only in Asmachta. So at the end of the day, even according to Ramban, it's in Asmachta. That's very good, that's maybe the Mahalach and in the Ramban. Taisus doesn't have that notion. But maybe that's a Pshat in the Ramban.
Very
sad according to Tosis. I don't know why Tosis is chalik in this. Yeah, we could say what I said before, because Tosis holds a shear of shishim is a shear of time. It makes no sense by Mimbimino. But I think it's going to make sense. I think the Tosis later is going to bite us to see if we try to say that. But I think in Tosis later it's mashmah that you could have shishim by Mimbimino as a shear even by Nadi Surah Yachilu. But we'll see, you know, we'll hold it in mind and we'll see if there's a welcome to say it. All right, that's a good mouth. By the way, I want to amplify something over here. If we're on the subject, sort of on the subject. This much you do see in the Ramban, that the Ramban is willing to entertain that there should be a shear of shishim by Dama Parva Dama Sar. Let's start with the deal itself. The Shir Shishim. Chazal said there's a Shir Shishim by Mim Mishayin Minoy. Both according to Tosis and the Rabban. Bottom line is the Shir the Rabbanim. The Shir of Shishim by Mim Mishayin Minoy. And there's a Shir of Shishim even by Mim Minoy. Let's say, like a lot of Rishonim say, it's Otum Mim Mishayin Minoy. The Shishim by Mim Minoy, Otum Mim Mishayin Minoy. And by Mim Mishayin Minoy, there's a Shir of Shishim. Tosis says that's Nesinus Tam. Most Rishonim learn it has to do with Nesinus Tam. The Rabban also says that it has to do with Nesinus Tam. So now there's a nidoin. Now that Chazal said that you need shishim, to what extent is that still a shear of Nesinus Tam? It still has the nature of being a measure of Tam? But to what extent do I say, now that Chazal were matzrich shishim, now it's already independent of its Nesinus Tam origins, and now it's an absence, an objective din that you need shishim, and it's nothing to do anymore. It's now cut off from the notion of Nesinus Tam. This is a nidoin both by Mim Mishayin Minoy and by Mim B'Minoy. Meaning, first of all, it's a nidoin by Mim Mishayin Minoy. As I said, by Mim Mishayin Minoy, you need shishim. Is that still a shear of tam? Is shishim a measure of tam, like botzel v'kaflut? A lot of the shear of botzel v'kaflut is a shear of nesinus tam. It's not independent of nesinus tam. About it, when you're measuring botzel v'kaflut, what you're doing is measuring nesinus tam. So you could learn that shishim is also like that. Shishim is a way to get at nesinus tam. Well, you could say that, no, that's just the sivas ha-takona. But once they made a takona of shishim, so now it's independent of Nesinus Tam. Let's start with Mim Mishayin Minoy, and then we'll consider separately about Mim Mishayin. So by Mim Mishayin Minoy, could be that it's takam achlekes Tosfos in the Ramban. Because, on the one hand, Tosfos holds that if you have a kfeil, you don't need shishim. I'll cover this ground a little bit. Tosfos holds that b'mokin, he learns rova kipshutay samchina na kfeilo. That means that kfeilo is a kula. When you have a kfeilo, you don't need shishim. You only need shishim when you don't have a kfeilo. If a kfeilo tells me it's not nice in time, then that's all I need. So you see from that there's no independent halacha that you need shishim. You need to have that it's not nice in time. If a kfeilo tells me it's not nice in time, then you're good. If I can't find the kfeila, then I have to get shishim in order to know that it's not nice and tough. So l'chayr in Tosfos it's mavur that even after the takana of shishim, it's not a takana, a takana you need to have shishim. The shishim is a shir nesinus tam. If I know in some other way that it's not nice and tam, that I don't need shishim. That's very clear in Tosfos. Shitas Ramban, we know, is that even if a kfeila tells me that it's not nice and tam, it's not enough. You have to have shishim anyway. The Ramban saw that in the Gemara and Tzadik Tes. We talked about this and we learned this again in Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. The steer between two sugyas. And the woman, the Rav says, Samchin na kfeil. It sounds like kfeil is a kula. If you have a kfeil, you don't need shishim. The Gemara and Tzadik Tes, right, it's mashma, that even if you know that it's not nice in time, even if you know that it's not nice in time, you need shishim anyway. Steer is a sugyas. So Tosfos takes the Gemara and Tzadik Tes off the table. So there's a different shot in that Gemara as we saw. Rashi learns as a machlekes tanoim, bar kapara with the chachamim. The Ramban says that it makes a difference if the issue is nimayach or if it's just a plato. If the issue is nimayach and all of the issue is in the tarevis, then you need to have shishim, and it doesn't help that the kveil tells me that it's not nice and tam. Chazal said you need to have shishim. If you took the issue out and it's only a plato, and the kveil tells me that it's not nice and tam, then I assume that if the kveil says it's not nice and tam, then the plato was probably less than shishim. So the Ramban we see holds that even if a kfeila tells me that it's not nice in tam, even if a kfeila tells me that it's not nice in tam, you need to have shishim. So zen nice in mochim to think that maybe the Ramban holds that even though the sivas atakon of shishim, about it, the Ramban sells his beferish, the sivas atakon of shishim was because of nesinus tam. Because some things are, if some yisurim are nice in tam up to shishim. But even though that was a sibus hatakana, but hashta the gozru that you need to have shishim, so that becomes an independent halacha. You need to have shishim, and even though I happen to know that it's not nisan tan, so it's I happen to know it's not nisan tan. It doesn't help me anymore because now I'm in a world in which you have to have shishim. Emes is totally maybe the machlekes pichadish in the prima gadim that we talked about also in Tzadik Zayin, with the pichadish in the prima gadim argue within the Ramban. What's the reason why I don't rely on the kvelim? When there's no shishim and it was nimayah, why don't I rely on the kvelim? The prima gadim said because the kvelim is lying. So prima gadim apparently understood that the shir shishim is still a shir of nesinas tam. If the kvelim would be telling the truth, then I wouldn't need shishim. But since Chazal said to be suspicious of a kvel who says that it's not mentioned tam if you don't have shishim, so I think the kvel is lying. Prichodesh says, no, nothing to do, even if I know for sure the kvel is telling the truth, the din is that you have to have shishim. Chazal said you need to have shishim. Once Chazal said you need to have shishim, so it doesn't help me that I have what the kvel says. And the emes is, it's a pel in the prima gadim, because what the Prichodesh says is mefurish in the Ramban and Tzadik Chesem and Beis. They're arguing about the Ramban and Tzadik Zayin, but what the Ramban in and Tzadik Chesem and Aleph. But they're arguing about the Ramban inside of Chesem and Aleph, I think. But the Ramban himself inside of Chesem and Beis, in our Omud, it's a long Ramban. Maybe it's not so unforgivable that you could lose this line in the Ramban, because it's a long Ramban. But the Ramban inside of Chesem and Beis, when he makes this point again, towards the end of the Ramban inside of Chesem and Beis, after there's a long Arichus of a Tam Kicker and so on, but towards the end, the Ramban, when he makes the point again, that the Shir of Shishim is even if a Kfelis says that it's not nice in time, you still need Shishim, the lashon of the Ramban is, even if the kfeila says that it's not nice and tam, or kimlu lechachamim that it's not nice and tam, nonetheless you need to have shishim. Lefeish in the Ramban that even in a case that it's kimlu lechachamim that it's not nice and tam, this particular food is not nice and tam, you need to have shishim anyway. So lefeish in the Ramban that it's a takana kfua, not because the kfeila is lying. Then I thought the Ramban's l'shitosa. That the shir of shishim is not a measure of nesinas tam. It's a din. Chazal, the lashon of the Ramban also is within the shita of the Ramban. The lashon of the Ramban is that even though it's totally nesinas tam, the Ramban says many surim, most surim, they lose the tam long before they get to shishim. They lose the tam even 1 in 10, 1 in 20. They lose the tam. You don't need shishim. But Chazal hishu midoseim, because there could be some few surim that are nesin tam at shishim. So Chazal were hishu midoseim that you need to have shishim. The shadow of being done is, what does the Hishum Midusayim mean? Is the Hishum Midusayim, they said, but it still has the nature of a measure of Nesinas Tam, just have to be Machmir, or is the Hishum Midusayim that they made a Takana Kvua, and once you have a Takana Kvua, then it no longer goes case by case. So I thought, Kama Rais in the Ramban, that the Din of Shishim is that you have to have Shishim, and it's no longer, now it's divorced from any consideration of Nesinas Tam. So first of all, the Moshe. The Ramban says, we have the Ramban. The Ramban says, by this gemara about boser v'atzomus, b'hadi boser v'atzomus. So Ramban says that the halacha, since we pass in shishim, it means we measure boser v'atzomus, b'hadi boser v'atzomus. He says, from the gemara's arayah, that we don't pass in like the Yerushalmi, the klipi isser and mylin is the head. So that means, the Ramban is saying, we measure boser v'atzomus, can I get boser v'atzomus? And that's not like the Yerushalmi. But the Yerushalmi says that the klipa of a beit sefreyach counts towards the side of the heter. Because since it doesn't have any iser, it doesn't have any time of iser, so faked, it provides a volume for the time to be nispashit, and it's part of the shishim of het, it's part of the solution, it's not part of the problem. And the Ramban says that agamor is chaylik, because it says in agamor, we pass in shishim, which means bosav atzomis, bari bosav atzomis, so it says that the atzomis of the iser are mitzarif to the side of the iser against the bosav and the atzomis of the het. Now, emesis, some rishonim say that the atzomis in the sugya that we're talking about are atzomis that are soft and have a time. Because if they would be a hard, tasteless atzomis, then how could you be mishum? Why would they mistarif to the side of Isser? So I'm sure you say this beferish. And the Ramban is clearly holding that the way, because the Ramban compares the atzomis of Agamor to klipos. Eggshells are about to have no time at all. Yeah. So it's mukhah in the Ramban that he learned that bosav atzomis, bari bosav atzomis means atzomis, yuveshois, that have no time. And yet the atzomis, hayuveshois, that have no time, are mitzarif to the side of Isser. The atzomis of the Isser are reckoned together with the Isser. And the atzomis of the heter are reckoned together with the side of the heter. And it's very hard to understand. Why? First of all, why should if anything, the atzomis of the Isser should be mitzarif to the heter, like the Yerushalmi? And even if you say not, So fine, so take them off the table. But what svar is it to say that the atzamis of the Isser are mitzarif to the Isser? Very hard to understand their man's svar. If we'll say that the shir shishim, even though it's sibas hatakana, have to do with tav, but now it's a takana kfur that you need to have shishim kenegad Isser, so then maybe it's not so far-fetched to say Chazal said the shir, the Isser has to be 1/60th of the hefter, and anything that's part of the chetzah shel Isser is part of the Isser. And the atzamas of the Isser are part of the chefs of the Isser. If you would cook the atzamas so much that they would soften and become edible, they would be also eat. So be'etzim is part of the Isser. It's part of the atzamas of the zoya. It has no taste, it has no tam, so it's really not being maflet anything. If you're talking about nois and tam, it's really not nois and tam. But nois and tam is only the sibas ha-takana. But now the takana is that you have to have shishim keneged the chefs of shel Isser. The chefs of shel Isser is boss of atzamas. And the chefs of shel hefter is boss of atzamas. And that's the imshah, the shishim boss of atzamas, keneged boss of atzamas. I thought that's also a big siyut to this idea. And the man l'shitosi, like Kfeilo, that even if it's kimul l'chachamim, that's not nice in time, it doesn't matter, it's a takana kfu, you need to have shishim. Once they made a takana kfu, they need to have shishim. And there's probably a lot of padding in this takana, there's probably a lot of leeway, because most yisurim are bottled and far less. So now it's a takana kfu that is shishim, and the takana kfu of shishim is now even basav atzomis by the basav atzomis. And I thought another place we see this in the Rabban. The Rabban holds, the Gemara has a machaikis, the earlier we had the Gemara, are you mishar b'kdeira or b'may debolak there? That's so good. So Rabban learns b'kdeira doesn't mean the walls of the pot itself; it means the what's inside the kdeira. But b'sech hadvarim, the Rabban says a chiddush. The Rabban says that when you mishar shishim, you count even what evaporated. So if, let's say you had 60 times as much soup as you had this soup. But now you cooked it up and a lot of the soup evaporated, now you only have 40 times. So the Ramban says, and the Ramban learns that that's pshat in Kter Atzma. It means whatever was inside the Kter, even though now it's gone. So the Rashba says he doesn't understand. If it's evaporated, so right now you don't have shishim, can I get an issa? So what does it help that when it fell and you had shishim keneged isser, but now a lot of the soup evaporated, now it's more condensed, now you don't have any more shishim keneged isser, so it's nice and tam. So after Rashba, he asks this on the Rabban. So the Rashba answers, in the Teres Habayis, the Chiddush is more b'kitzur, but in the Teres Habayis is more ma'arek, that the Rabban holds that since it evaporated derech bishul, so Chazal were mekel that the shir shishim is measured at the beginning of the bishul, not at the end. It's the Sisei Torah. What does he want? What do you mean? It's the Shir Shishim is asking to see this time. If it's nice in time now, so what? What do you mean? Chazal made that since it's Derech Bishul, so it doesn't count. In the Metzias of Nesinus Tam, it should. In the Metzias of Nesinus Tam, who cares if it evaporated Derech Bishul or not Derech Bishul? Who cares if I took it off not Derech Bishul or it evaporated Derech Bishul? Bottom line is, right now I don't know Shishim. Can I get an Isser? I think here you see again in the Rambam that the Shir Shishim is a Shir. It's a Shir Kavua. They made a shir kavu of shishim, and it's no longer measured case by case. And if this particular and the shir shishim chazal kavu, you measure the shishim with chilas habishul, and you don't say, well, no, but after the bishul maybe it changed. But chilas habishul was shishim. That's called it's a case of isser that was bottled with shishim, and it remains a case of isser bottled with shishim, and it's mutter. Again, you see the same thing as you see by the Ramban by Bosser Batzamas, the Bosser Batzamas. The shir of shishim is a shir, is a takana kavu. It has nothing to do with the mitzvahs of Nesinus Tam. And that's the Ramban in Tzadik Chesem and Beis. That even if Kimlu L'Chachomim, even if we know for a fact, Kimlu L'Chachomim, that it's not Nes and Tam, you have to have Shishim anyway. But it cuts both ways. It's not only a Chumah, but the Kula also comes out. That if even if Kimlu L'Chachomim, there's no Tam, you need to have Shishim. And vice versa. Even if the Shishim evaporated, but Chazal said you need that Shishim is enough. Shishim is enough. Yeah, presumably because, like their answers, because in most cases the tam was bottled long before shishim, so it's only a chumrah b'am. The Rabban, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rad, all these rishonim are in the same line of thought. They say the shir of shishim is a chumrah. It's a chumrah d'rabbanan. Really, the shir bittul and svar is much less. Probably that's why we saw earlier there were amrayim with mezalzel and the chatzizayis. You could use shleishim, 45, 47. Shishim is a chumrah. So the Chazal said this chumrah, Hishu Midasayim, but the chumrah was said as a shir kavur, and now it's not measured case by case. It doesn't matter if it's a shir kavua, bosa matzomais, bade bosa matzomais, whatever evaporates derech bishul I don't care about. The shir is the shir is shishim. That's the shita sahar Ramban. So every chiddush in the shir of shishim. And I think Taisus is chid. Taisus holds that if a kfeilu is taimit, then you don't have to have shishim. So then Avadit's move that the shir of shishim is a shir of, is a shir of, that, a, it's, that the shir of shishim is a shir of nesinista. What I'm masupik about is, and maybe it's, we'll see later in the Taisus in the Taisus on the bottom. What I'm masupik is, this is all by min b'she'en amina. The Ramban holds that even by min b'she'en amina, the shir of shishim is a shir of ta. Yeah, I'm sorry. The Ramban holds that even by min b'she'en amina, the shir of shishim is a shir of kavur. And Taisus is chaylik, and at least by min b'she'en amina, Taisus holds the shir of shishim is a shir of tam. If a kfeila says there's no tam, you don't need shishim. What I'm masupik about is, what would Taisus hold by min b'mina? Yesh mokum loymer that even Taisus, who holds a min by that, but the shir of shishim by min b'she'en amina is not an intrinsic fixed shir. It's just a way to get at the time, and if you have a kfeila, you don't need it. But Tyson might agree that by min b'minoi, it's not a shir of nesinas tam at all. It's a shir, just a shir kavur. Because by min b'minoi, there is no tam. Or, after, maybe Tyson tells that even by min b'minoi, you don't really have any tam. But nonetheless, the shir of shishim, since it's otum min b'she'en b'minoi, so maybe it still has the quality of being a shir of tam. That's the nafkamino. Every minoi, there's no kfeila anyway. The nafkamino might be, and this will be relevant to the bottom of Tyson's, is it possible to think of a shir shishim by yisurim that are not yisurim achilu? If it's a shir nesinas tam, then avad is not shayach by yisurim, by non achilu yisurim. If it's a shir kavua, this by minu, it's a shir kavua, so then shimokim listapik, maybe even if it's not by shir achilu. Maybe not only by yisurim achilu, you could have such a shir kavua. I don't know, I'm not sure about that. The Chor I see in the Ramban, and maybe the Ramban is Shitosik. The Ramban wants to say Shir Shishim by Dama Pavad Dama Sor. But Dama Pavad Dama Sor, you want to say Shir Shishim? That's clear. Dama Pavad Dama Sor is not Mr. Achilu. So the Chor I see in the Ramban, the Shitosik, that the Shir of Shishim, here's Mindomino, but you see that the Shir of Shishim is a Shir Kavu, it's not a Shir of it's not a Shir of Nesinas Tam. That would be very Gishmak. That's the Ramban of Shitosik. Not muchuch. I'm just thinking now. It's not muchuch in the light of Zaki's about before. It's not muchuch. This connection in the Ramban, because we're discussing all these Rambans. We're discussing the shishim of the Rabbanon, the shir of shishim, which is a Rabbanon al tishvun de seyem. That the Ramban holds is a Chazal made a shir. That's what we're discussing. And the Ramban says it's a shir kavur. It might only be shir kavur by suri achila. I don't know if it's by non achila de kisur. Maybe it's only a shir kavur by suri achila. The shishim that the Ramban over here is talking about, this is a different shishim. This is a shishim that's a shishim d'oraisa. That if you start with Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'mina is never bottle, and then you have a pasuk of Zroya b'sheilo, the Ramban is reading into the Gemara to have a mina, that if we should learn out from Zroya b'sheilo a kulo d'oraisa, that even though min b'mina is not bottle chad betray, but in Zroya b'sheilo it'll say that it's bottle b'shishim. That'll be a shishim d'oraisa. The Gemara rejects it because people are not kulos from Zroya b'sheilo. But that's a different shishim b'chal. So that shir shishim, that could be that has nothing to do with tam. So shir shishim by min b'minoi, that would be a shir bittel. So that about it would apply even to yisurim that are not achilidik. But that's just a havim in the Gemara. The shir shishim that we have in the real world, that's a shir that was based on the achilah. The shittas Ramban is that hishumi they sayim, and now they said we don't measure it case by case with achilah. It doesn't matter basavat somois, and it doesn't matter if it evaporated. It's a shir kavua. Ad kedei kach to say that it applies to non achila de kisurim. Maybe that's too far to go. Maybe a shir kavua, and it's not case by case, but it has to at least be in the context of isuri achila. Talk of a non, you know, other kinds of isurim, not isuri achila. Maybe even the Ramban agrees that you can't, that it doesn't make any sense to talk about a shir of shishim. This drabonim the kashir of shishim. The MS is, it's very geschmack. There's a beferish rashba, the rashba in Yevamos says beferish that the shir of shishim was said only by Yisuri Achilu. I don't remember what that is, but there's a rashba in Yevamos. So I saw in the Shechit HaSchulin, in the Shechit HaSchulin, he points this out in the Bible. The Rabban wants to say a shir of shishim, we should say a shir of shishim, we should say a shir of shishim, we should say a shir of shishim, So he says against the Rashba. The Rashba says that you only have shishim by yisurei achilo. So maybe you want to say nechrami machlekes the Ramban and the Rashba, but could be not a machlekes at all. The Rashba is talking the shid the shishim the Rabbanon, the shishim that we really have, the shishim the Rabbanon. That's a hishim to say him, and that's asking the sinas. That's at least based on at least the sibis of tekoin that have to do with achilo, and that only applies to yisurei achilo. The Ramban is talking about a different shishim. The Ramban is talking about this hypothetical shishim deraisa that according to Rabbi Yehuda we can reconcile the psukim and invent the shir deraisa of shishim. That's not, why should that be limited to yisurei achilo? That's a shir and bittul. Well, that's very geshmak. So we don't have to make a machlekes between the Ramban and the Rashba. Okay, we'll stop here.
Yes. From the Tosis, Batinat, he asked how can Yochum not be given the right to him?